So the two teams have gone into huddles. The Congleton coaching team, which is really Anthony Griffiths, and I think today Darren Chadwick, are there with their team. And Andy Welsh is with his team, just straight ahead of us here. And we're just waiting for these penalties. And it hasn't been the best game. It got quite exciting in the last few minutes.
It did.
But purely because of the situation.
We thought Congleton had won it. We thought Berry had broken Congleton's heart in injury time. It was the second minute of 3 minutes injury time on the clock, and you thought, oh no, you know, how are we going to interview Richard Duffy after that, because he will be crestfallen. I think the whole of Congleton will be crestfallen. But credit to the two teams, they've battled the elements. They've done everything they possibly could on a freezing cold afternoon here in South Cheshire. There's snow on the moorlands. Well, I can't actually see the moorlands hills out in the distance.
That's a Bosley cloud, you can't
see
anymore.
That's a Bosley cloud. A lovely place to go up, actually. I did that.
And you can't see. You used to be able to see the top of it. Well, when we kicked off, you could. You can't now.
No, and it's going to be who can hold their nerve. And it's a cruel way, isn't it, Ian, for how penalty to decide a game that has been played in the right spirit despite the conditions. We've not had a booking this afternoon.
The referee, I think he could have booked people without a doubt. You said you reckon he's a conference level referee, don't you? Dane McCarrick. But I think on the whole he's refereeing well. I think you could see that little step up in refereeing standard, although I think there could have been a couple of bookings, but he chose not to, and the game has been there, I think, played in the right spirit. You know, there were one or two little flash points, but in these conditions, on this pitch, you can understand that a little bit. So Anthony Griffiths looks like he's giving the team talk there over to our left. I don't know who's going to take the Congleton penalties. We'll find out soon enough. The referee is just having a word with Jonathan Hunt, the skipper for Berry. He's played very well. He kept Pope under control, but it was only when Congleton brought on the bigger men, Beaumont, certainly it gave Berry more problems in the air with the ball pumped forward. Beaumont certainly was a presence, and they found him difficult to deal with. So Pope, who's the skipper of Congleton today, is there with Hunt, and they're going to do the toying cost to decide which end the penalties will be taken.
It's the Berry end. Well, where the Berry fans are.
Way to our right under the Mind, Body and Soul stand.
Will the Congleton fans raise hands? Because it's not actually segregated this afternoon.
No,
despite
it's not.
Despite the attendance, and the supporters have stayed their respective ends, which has probably made it for a more entertaining atmosphere. So it's going to be interesting to see. Both teams are just
can
coming.
Can I just butt in and say that it has ended at Hamley Town. It ended 2-2 with Kidsborough Athletic, and Nantwich have won against Lancaster City 2-1. Let you get on with the penalties.
I was just going to come in. That is the first win of the Paul Cardin era. He'd be buzzing with that. I know he was disappointed last week not to win that game. He'll be delighted this afternoon. The players are on the halfway line. It's going to be Ben Wharton to go first. And I'm going to hand over to Ian Corbishley for the penalties.
Yeah, Ben Wharton looks like he's going to take the first penalty against Dave Parton, away to our right. I think you might call the West End Cottages side of the ground, because that's the road that runs behind it.
It's local knowledge for you there. The Congleton fans are sprinting to get into the behind the goal, just to give their lads that little bit extra will and support to make sure that they will not be facing a wall of Berry supporters this afternoon, just as we wait for Dave McCarrick to bring the ball up to the penalty spot. And he's just having a word with the two keepers to say, stay on your lines. I will be watching. My assistant referee on the touchline will be watching. Yes, he points to him, so he's making sure that both keepers stay on the line.
Right, so Parton's picked the ball up, and Atkinson is doing a little bit of geeing up for the Berry fans behind that goal. And Parton, I mean, he's as good a keeper, as you said in the commentary, he's as good a keeper as you expect at this level. So if anybody can save him, he can. Wharton, of course, extremely experienced centre-forward. Been there, done it all. We've seen him at Leek Town a few times. And here he is for Berry. So it's first penalty. It's Ben Wharton against Dave Parton. Referee blows his whistle. And here we go. Here comes Wharton. Big straight run up. And he puts it high into the net. No chance for Dave Parton there. First one in the net for Bury. And it's going to be John Beaumont to take the first penalty for Congleton. And Wharton kicks the ball away.
Surely that's a booking for unsportsmanlike.
I don't know. He's kicked it right down the other end of the field.
He can't be getting away with that, surely. Come on, referee. It was right in front of the linesman. He's got to be having a word with the referee. You cannot do that. It's unsportsmanlike. We saw it from Emi Martinez in the World Cup, and it is disgusting, is that sort of thing. Come on, lads. We've had a good game of football. You've played it in the right way, despite the conditions. You can't be doing that now. Let's not spoil it.
So it's going to be John Beaumont against Atkinson. Lots of Congleton fans now join the Bury fans behind that goal. Up on the bank, there's a bank behind the stand there, grassy bank. Beaumont then against Atkinson comes up and slams it into the corner. No, it's got to be retaken because Atkinson says he wasn't ready.
Well, if he saves it now, then it really is sportsmanlike, but we're going to take the retake here.
I don't think the referee had blown his whistle, Eddie. That's why. Now he has blown his whistle. Beaumont again, and he drills it into the corner. One each, and a bit of excitement there from Beaumont, urging the crowd to get behind the team. So one each, first two penalties successfully converted, and it's going to be Jonathan Hunt, the skipper of Bury, to take their second penalty.
Bury did win in the second round of the Isuzu FA Vars on penalties, 4-1 against the world's second oldest football club, Hallam, so they have experience at penalties.
So Hunt, the goal scorer, got the equaliser for Bury against Dave Parton. Here he comes. And it just sneaks past Parton. Parton is really disappointed with that. He put it in the corner. And the wet ball, I think, slipped through Parton's hands there. 2-1, Bury lead. And it's going to be Tom Pope, the ex-Bury player, to take the next one. He's had a decent reception from the crowd, hasn't he? The ones who supported the previous Bury team. So, Pope against Atkinson. Hasn't had the best of games. Didn't get a lot of service and didn't really get into the game that much. So, Pope against Atkinson. Referee blows his whistle. Here comes Tom Pope. And he sends the keeper the wrong way. And it's two each.
Four good penalties we've had so far. Even the one that sneaked through Parton's hand, it was low into the corner. No goalkeeper really would have saved that. He would have been delighted had he saved it.
So Parton. Jack Tinning, the number three, to take the third penalty for Bury. There's a bit of scuffing around the penalty spot there, I think, where Pope took that penalty. Tinning, left back, left footed. He's going to hit this one left footed, I think. Against Dave Parton. Tinning against Parton. And he puts it into the net, into the corner. Good penalty from Tinning. Bury lead 3-2.
Parton went the right way. I thought he got a glove on that then, but unfortunately, I think the power beat him as Peter Williams comes forward for Congleton's third penalty of the afternoon.
Yeah, he's Peter Williams. Had a decent game in midfield for Congleton. Had a bit of a rejuvenated autumn of his career, really. He's certainly played well in every game I've seen him for Congleton this season. Here's Pete Williams, straight run up against Jack Atkinson. Third penalty, and he sends Atkinson the wrong way. It's three each.
Like the match, there's nothing to separate the two teams, really. It was 4 minutes that Congleton had
that
the
was
lead.
Such a calm penalty by Peter Williams there.
He does come across as a calm player.
He does, yes, he does. Excellent penalty. So, Harry Brazell, ex-Leek Town player, to take the next penalty for Bury. He's not had the best game in midfield for Bury. Battled away, but didn't show too much against Dave Parton. It's three each. Here comes Brazell. And Parton saves!
And this could be advantage Congleton.
Poor penalty by Brazell, no real power. It was towards the corner, but Parton was down before the ball got there. And it's Tom Hampton now. This will make it 4-3.
He has to score, to make sure that Parton's save really means something. It looks like there's a bit, the stewards behind the goals are talking to each other, but we all our actions on the pitch.
Here comes Hampton against Atkinson, and he scores, sends the keeper the wrong way. Congleton leads 4-3, and now Chris Rowney, the number four, has to score or Congleton have won
and have a place in the semi-finals of the Isuzu FA Vars. 90 minutes away from Wembley, but we have still got quite a way to go before we can confirm the Bears are in the last four.
So Rowney battled away in midfield. He had a pretty good game, I thought, for Berry. Short run up against Parton, he scores high into the net.
But
right, so it's down to Lewis Short. If Short scores, Congleton have won.
I mean,
pressure on Lewis Short now.
John Beaumont can't watch. He's turned away. He's crouching down. Come on, Lewis Short. The whole of...
Well, he's certainly got a shot on him if he puts some power into it.
The whole of South Cheshire, the whole of the Moorlands broadcasting team, the whole of the area is with you. Can you score to put Congleton in the semi-finals of the Isuzu FA Vars?
Short, left-footed then. Shortest run-up. Here he comes. He scores! Congleton have won! Congleton are in the semi-final of the FA Vars. Lewis Short put it beyond Jack Atkinson. Congleton fans onto the pitch. Congleton players are absolutely ecstatic. Congleton have won on penalties by five goals to four. What a performance. What a performance. They had their backs to the wall for 80% of the game, but they battled their way through, and Congleton are in the semi-finals.
And well done to Tom Pope. He's gone over to the heartbroken Berry players to commiserate them. They've played their part this afternoon. The fans have been superb. We wish them all the best for the season. But the team that has only lost once here at the Clerics Stadium all season, and that includes the visit of AFC Fylde and now Berry AFC, are through to the semi-finals of the Isuzu FA Vars. Put the 1st of April in your diaries, folks, because that's when the game is going to be. I think I'm going to have to go for a lie down. Richard Duffy will need a lie down before we speak to him.
Okay, you have a lie down, and I'll go over to Tony and get his reactions to his game and that win for Congleton.
It's a fantastic win, isn't it, David? And you can't ask for better than that. And it was brought to you perfectly by Ian Corbisley and Richard Scott.